Day, since Rick couldn't be here, the hospital bills didn't get approved for the big bunch of them, so that'll have to be approved next court day, because it's not on this agenda.
They were in our office.
Yeah, I put them in there.
They wasn't on the agenda, so we didn't bring them.
No.
There's an agenda for somebody.
Okay, it is now 9:30, 21st of July, all the commissioners, judge present for regular meeting commissioners court. First item, approved minutes of previous meetings.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
Meetings.
Meetings.
Second, three of them?
Yes.
Yeah. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And before we get to that, I forgot the other day. And I just forgot it today, let's say our pledges.
Yeah, I knew you forgot it the other day, but we thought, we just didn't want to.
No, I just forgot. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. And join me in prayer. Our Father, as we come today, Lord, we're thankful for this rain that you sent this past week and for the blessings that you give us each day. And Father, as we come today, we pray for your guidance through the decisions that will be made through this court and that your will be done, for we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
And my apologies, I thought about it before we got through with the hearing across the street, but it was a little late then.
Judge, why don't you put it on the agenda like some of the other items, you'll never will forget it. Make it number one.
Make it number one. Pledge of allegiance. That would, actually, smart idea to keep me awake. Or more awake, I won't say keep me awake, but more so. No line out of budget amendments today.
Next court day, if I get to stay at my desk.
That's no promise from me. People appearing before the court. Wendy, you look like you're it. Meetings and updates, we'll work on that in a few minutes, maybe. Court to consider and possibly pass resolution of submittal of application and pass citizen complaint procedures concerning CDBG grant. These are a couple of the requirements. Wendy, they're not. Here it is. Do I have a motion concerning these?
What do you want the motion to say?
That we pass the forms, the resolution, approving an application for funding through the Texas Department of Agriculture. All I need that is one motion.
Is this about the substation?
Yes.
I make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and then the citizen complaint procedure form. Got it here to also approve.
What is that? Do we have to put that in paper or something?
No, it has to be filed through our court and have it available for people. It's what we looked at.
Okay.
Make a motion we approve this citizen complaint procedure.
Second.
Okay.
We didn't have to do that before.
And Ashley's going to be here at 11 o'clock, but this is the first time that we've ever had to do these in this order. But I'm gonna, if we get them passed, we can just.
So just citizen complaint form, is this something new?
It's new to us.
He just said it had to be in there because of the type of grant that it was. Remember the other night when he was telling us about that complaint form?
Mm-hmm.
He said it had to be in there because of the type of grant that it was because of the deal with Jay. The way he explained it, since they have a mutual agreement with JAC that's going to build this or whatever, somebody has to be able to have a complaint form to file if they're unhappy with the way things are going or whatever. So it has to be on file. I never did hear him say where it's on file at, whether he said it's on file at the judge's office or...
It'll be on file with the clerk when we accept it here.
Well, I know that, but if somebody wants to come get an application, they just come... Because he never did say where you'd go to pick up the application.
I think this is the procedures, and they have to bring their complaint in writing to the county judge.
Okay. I didn't ever read it completely in full. I just knew that he said you had to have it because it's kind of a three-way agreement with JAC, and somebody has to be able to file a complaint either against them or against the brick company.
Triangle Brick in the county. When she's coming at 11 or whatever, what do we got to do then? I mean, she's just coming to...
She's coming to personally pick up these signed forms and probably to discuss anything else that she needs to tell us, but I don't know what that would be at this time.
No. I was trying to see if I wrote down what he said exactly about that. And that's just part of the checklist for the completion of the application for them to fill out the grant.
Okay. I've also got the...
You need to vote on that?
Yes. All in favor of the complaint procedures?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. The next item that I've got here... It's just a copy of the form that we're going to file with the paper today, legal notice. Since we've accepted the resolution, now we can file this for the paper.
Need a motion on that?
No, doesn't have a place for a motion.
Court to consider and possibly approve publication of the notice of intent ad concerning the CD.
Okay.
Number six.
We do need a motion on that.
You gotta have a motion to.
Yes.
I make a motion that we approve the publication of notice of intent.
Second.
Ad concerning the CDBG grant project.
Okay. And they said it only had to advertise one time. That's what he said the other night.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Number seven. I finally got a hold of Bob Bass on Friday. He says we cannot rescind the order on July 14th. John Fuller says he could find no reason not to rescind it except that that was a contract, and that's what Bob Bass says when you accept bids, that's a contract and you cannot rescind them. If at a later date you want to go back and go for additional bids, like in your case, Lindy, where one was neglected, or in John's case where it did not bid for asphalt, we could go back for additional bids, but they would not replace the original bids.
So was there a time limit?
He said a reasonable time. Usually people went out once a year, but whatever a reasonable time was for bids.
A week?
Next month? Or no?
I would think 6 months minimum. Wouldn't you?
6 months before we can?
I would think.
I would think the first of the year would probably be the first, earliest you could go after bids.
Well, if we do it then, first year, do we have to redo everything or just?
You can.
You don't have to, but you can.
And you don't even have to bid if you don't want to.
You can put it all right back on there and add stuff to it, but you don't have to change any way you bid unless you just want to. You can put it back the same as it was.
Well, if you go out for full bids for your precinct, you're going to have to, you cannot keep the old bid. You're going to have to go for the new bid.
You can go put the same thing you had on the old bid right back in the new one.
But they may raise their price, is what I'm saying.
It's possible too.
Well, can you designate precincts?
Yes.
Like John wants
yes.
to and Linda
yeah,
wants to?
Yeah, you can go out for bids.
And if
precincts.
I'm happy, I don't.
You don't go out for bids. Right.
Okay.
And that's been done before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, since that one item of John's has never been bid on, couldn't you?
It was bid last year.
Yeah, but I mean, not this time
oh,
around.
Yeah.
He could go out for bids. I asked Bob Bass about this, and he said since he was the only one using asphalt, there was no necessity for him to go out for bids.
As long as it's under $50,000.
That's what he said. As long as it wasn't $50,000, he could buy without going after bids.
Except.
John, you said there was only one. Did Thompson not want to bid?
They don't have it anymore.
Okay.
They sold their asphalt place.
Okay.
There's a place at Chico that has it, but that's an awful long ways
for you to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, with that stuff.
Where you get it out of Wichita?
Yeah.
Of course.
The only problem I have with that is I won't have a set price.
Of course, you can still go wherever you want as long as you stay under $50,000.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And you could bid it if you wanted to bid. You're just not required to bid. If you think getting a set price written down is going to be to your advantage, it might be better to go out for bids.
Well, I definitely think it is. It's going to make a difference. Could I go out for bids for just that?
Yes, you can.
You can do your specs that says delivery to precinct 3 barn. I mean, however you want to set your specs.
I have to give out a man's cell phone number, and that is his cell phone number.
When you talk to him, you can give him mine. You got my cell phone.
Yep.
That'd be fine.
Let's put it on the agenda to do that next time, and let me talk to them and see if they're, if I need to do that, if they're going to.
I'm going to give out my brother's without.
Honor what you've got.
Honor the price I've been getting in.
Just put it back on the agenda for asphalt next time.
Yeah. Look at mine when you do that to make sure that it says, I know if it
in the past it usually said asphalt.
I think he combined two things together when he put his bid in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that had a comma between asphalt and riprap, and he put it together. I think that's what had to happen there. Because there's no such thing as asphalt riprap.
Not to my knowledge.
No.
I just need to check it, just make sure it's two separate, it's a separate item.
And there's a new address for Chico Stone, too. I bet Deborah's got that. We've been getting, I've got it at the barn.
Hanson, didn't?
Hanson, yes, excuse me.
She's got Hanson now that you gave me.
Okay.
Well, Lenny, what happened to Hanson? They just forget or they didn't?
They moved.
And
we didn't know that Wendy didn't know a new address. Now Deborah may have known it.
Yeah,
but
she did because she's been getting bills. But
they didn't even get it in the mail then.
No, they didn't.
But
that's the reason they didn't send a bill.
When you advertise it in the paper, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can't. You know. That's not a valid excuse.
The old post office would have went ahead and took it over anyway.
Yes, that's true.
The old post office. Because right. They knew darn well they moved.
Of course, they had moved a couple of years ago, and they just moved back to their old place is what they did.
Looks like they'd still have a forward in effect, but maybe they didn't. Sure.
But it may have been too long.
Yeah.
If it's junk mail, I bet it would get there.
Yes.
Why, sure. Why, sure.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Is your secretary around?
Right here.
Could you note around something for us, please?
I can.
Excuse me for interrupting.
No problem.
So we're just going to skip 7 and 8, is that?
For today, skip 7 and 8. Number 9 is our road fees. Clay County presently charges $10. We do not charge child safety or transportation projects.
This is on license plates.
This is license plates.
What's that child safety deal?
It's $1.50 you can charge for child safety zones, like school zones, that type of stuff.
It goes straight to the state. We get to collect it, but the state won't collect it, or the state gets it. The whole $1.50.
I would make a motion we keep our $10 rate for the road fee license plate.
How much of that we get? 10?
Second.
I think half.
Half or two-thirds, somewhere along in there.
I can't remember exactly on that one.
Motion second to take option A, no changes. All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay. On budget hearings, Jay is supposed to be here at 10 o'clock for executive session over this brick deal. If we get through with Jay in time, Ashley, was that the name I said a while ago?
Yeah.
That's what you said a while ago.
Okay. Ashley will be back at, be here at 11, and then we will go into that, and we may or may not get into budget today, Ramona. All we like is Seth, as far as I know, and the hospital again, probably.
What do y'all want to do about, I mean, I don't know what y'all did on the hospital the first time I wasn't here.
When we were here the last time, he went over the stuff. He apologized for picking up the wrong year when they transposed their figures. And then he went over it, said things were not good with the 2% that they were holding out, and did not ask for anything new, but did give a negative balance budget for the year. Had to use the surplus fund or carryover funds to cover the balance.
He's got plenty of reserve where he didn't have an ending negative balance.
Okay.
So do we. Whenever I don't show what I take out of reserve, it would be a negative ending balance. Now he does that every year.
Okay. Well, okay.
And then on, I gave y'all the copy of the district attorney and told y'all with what I normally have budgeted. You know, I remember I didn't change it. I just left it the same, even though it was less what they requested. And the increase actually over what I actually had in the budget is $8,700 difference, new money, with us taking the $20,000 out of it that she said she would cover with her forfeiture funds.
Okay, while we're waiting on Jay to get here, I've got a few things under number 5 to talk, or number, 4 to talk to you about. With the 8 inches of rain the other day, we had at least 6 leaks in this building. They are presently working on dragging a hose and finding exactly where those leaks are. And if they can't fix it, get somebody down here that can.
I noticed the concrete out here by the sign is busted. Somebody's busted the concrete off. There's a bunch of loose concrete laying right by that sign.
It's actually just crumbling.
It just crumbled off on its own.
I thought it looked like it'd been hit, but how in the world can you hit it?
You couldn't have hit it without hitting the sign. I think that's just concrete crumbling off a little bit.
Not too good.
I don't understand that at all.
Kenneth, where are the rest of the leaks? I know Robbie spotted the two new ones in my office.
You had two in yours. There was one major leak right over the server. It just didn't happen to hit the server.
So is it all in the old part?
All in the old part.
Okay.
Hmm. There was one.
I have one, but it didn't like come on my head.
Well, mine didn't come all the way through. You can hear it dripping on the top.
Yeah, I have one like that. No, the tag office, it was on Patty's head.
Okay.
And then when Robbie fixed it or what, it cleaned it up, it moved to where the customers stand in front of Patty's desk.
Anyway, so they've got to, and what they're doing, they're dragging hose from our well across to use water instead of hooking on outside to do it, trying to find out where the leaks are.
But it's coming through the old roof and the new roof both?
Yes.
Okay.
Robbie was mopping up the server room.
It could be hard to find because...
Whether it run or not, and that's why I told them to take a water hose and check it that way, because trying to look up through it, you're not going to find it. And whether it was blowing or not may be a problem.
Well, it wasn't blowing the day that it was coming through mine. You could hear it dripping. But when he tried to look up through there, you can't see where it's dripping from.
Right. Well, it's probably dripping between the two roofs, I would think, and then running down somewhere else.
Is that where she was talking about, or you was the server room, is that where all electronic stuff and ever been to that?
And it was missing that high-dollar electronic stuff about this far. Hmm.
I think he's got it covered.
Did he go ahead and cover it? I told him to try to do what he could, but I hadn't been down to look.
Put an umbrella over it. Then you get into a problem.
You'll get the heat problem.
And in the meantime, we may need to have a tarp on top of the building over that server room at least.
Okay.
We can't afford that.
Morning.
Yeah. It may not be coming from there.
No, that's true.
Across.
The reason I said something about the concrete out here is we might get them guys to pick up them chunks. Somebody could slip fall and all that.
We'll get it cleaned out. Anything else? We got to still got about 5 minutes before 10 o'clock, Jay, so.
Okay,
that's fine. I'm going back over to court. I'll see y'all.
Okay.
Here. I'll get you the number.
I appreciate it. Okay.
Judge, was there something on the DMV?
Yes.
Can I look at it just so I can get the right wording?
If I can see where it is. I've got a thing here I've got to send back.
Let me just see how it's...
No changes from last year on the license plate charges.
Okay.
Road
and
bridge.
Did you get a copy of that resolution in that?
Not
about
them right here.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you even got signed copies. You're going to need to sign my copies also.
And she needs a copy of that legal notice too.
Yeah.
That was Colorado.
It was nice.
I bet it was, yeah.
It was nice, cool. I got a little rain up there every afternoon, you know.
They got drinking water up there, too?
They do. They do. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Had to drink that old melted snow up there, don't you?
That's right.
Well, it's cool here last week, huh?
Yeah, I know. Maybe I need to go up there more often.
Yeah,
you know,
see us a little bit of cool every time.
Thank you.
Be back summertime this week, though.
Yeah, it's back on us.
Okay, the only other one we didn't have was the county attorney at the time. And when he turned it in, he put in there spending everything and the same request, no changes. And I'm going to have to go in there and show that he's not going to spend everything. But other than that...
Well, but we still need to bring him across and make him tell us that he's not going to spend everything.
But I'm just saying that's all I got, so... Because AJ was asking me, he didn't have one in his thing. I said, nope, he didn't turn one in either. Even though the letter says, even if you have no changes, return it to my office by June 6th.
It also says it will receive
little or no consideration. Absolutely. And your questions.
If we put all zeros on there, I bet he'd turn one in next time.
Absolutely. But you know who'd get the finger pointed at him?
Me.
If I thought that was
Jay,
true, Lindy, I'd let you go.
Before we start.
So your budget.
Look at number five of your list. Yeah,
exactly.
Down at of the numbers. It's another typo, isn't it?
Here was his.
Oh, yeah.
Even
yeah,
though
that
he
should
didn't
be
turn it in.
40.
He just turned it in, spending everything,
yeah, sure,
so I'm going back to
okay.
Make the adjustments.
So. I didn't catch that one till today.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't
yeah.
want to. Play, I'll just fill them out myself.
Auditor, I would suggest sending that back to him and make him fix it the way it's supposed to be.
Johnny, if the auditor felt good, she probably would have, but she's just
I would
about give up on all of it, trust me. The same as not getting one from the district attorney. But everybody got the same exact letter.
I think everybody's getting lazy.
It's funny that these are both attorneys.
I mean, it even says if you don't want any changes, just send back the same.
Okay. I show it to be 10 o'clock from the second agenda that was posted. We've got the opportunity to go into executive session to meet with Jay Cantrell concerning the abatement contract. Do I have a motion that we go into executive session?
I make a motion we go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And aye.